AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Biden's annual State of the Union address is underway. He opened a speech speaking about democracy.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home as they are today. What makes our moment rare is that freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas at the very same time.
Biden also used his platform to attack former President Donald Trump for the January 6 attacks on the Capitol.
This is the moment to speak the truth and to bury the lies. Here's the simple truth. You can't love your country only when you win.
The Republican response will be delivered by Katie Britt, the youngest Republican senator. At a news conference, the United Nations' senior humanitarian and reconstruction coordinator for Gaza, Sigrid Kaad, says delivering aid by land, quote, remains the optimal solution, unquote.
This remains the optimal solution. It's easier, it's faster, it's cheaper, particularly if we know that we need to sustain humanitarian assistance to Gazans for a long period of time.
A federal judge has denied Donald Trump relief from a defamation judgment. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
The federal judge who oversaw a New York defamation trial that resulted in an $83 million award to a magazine columnist who says Donald Trump raped her has refused to reduce the award. Judge Lewis Kaplan says he won't delay deadlines for posting a bond that would ensure writer E. Jean Carroll can be paid if the award survives legal appeals. Trump's lawyers have challenged the judgment, saying there is a strong possibility it would be reduced or eliminated on appeal. In his order, Kaplan noted that Trump's lawyers waited 25 days to seek to delay when a bond must be posted. The judgment becomes final Monday. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. At a news conference Wednesday, Representative Mike Gallagher says Congress has been warned by every U.S. security agency that the company that owns TikTok is beholden to the Chinese government.
TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is legally required to support the work of the Chinese Communist Party. And under ByteDance ownership structure, the Chinese government has the ability to manipulate TikTok's algorithm, surveil its users, and conduct influence operations that quietly populate Americans' For You pages.
Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports one of the NFL's top safeties is hitting the free agent market after his Thursday release.
The Denver Broncos are releasing safety Justin Simmons in a cost-saving move. It's the first domino to fall in the Russell Wilson fallout. The Broncos announced earlier this week that they're releasing the quarterback next week. The former Boston College defensive back leads the league with 30 interceptions in his 8 seasons in Denver. It has been a second-team All-Pro 4 of the last 5 years.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.